It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 25th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In a given day, you probably spend more hours gazing at Microsoft than you do at your lover. Think about it. Microsoft controls the desktop on more than 80% of computers, and many of us have grown accustomed to that face. So when Microsoft proposes to radically change things, it's time to pay attention. I got to test drive Windows 8, which hits the market in the coming hours, and I want to quickly answer four big questions. An eager Microsoft guy named Chris Flores did the demo at a Manhattan hotel.
Let's show you the fun new stuff.
First question. What's it like? Well, no menus. You tap or click on rectangles that look like a set of multicolored dominoes on the screen. But unlike Apple's operating system, even before you touch the screen, the tile's doing stuff, like listing the current NASDAQ or showing who sent the last three emails. Second question, what's in it for us? A couple things. Windows 8 can work on finger-driven tablets and mouse-driven laptops at the same time. This ushers in a new age of convertible computers, half laptop, half tablet, depending on how the screen is flipped. Plus, that workhorse set of programs, Microsoft Office, lives happily anywhere there's Windows 8. You don't get the bozo version for the tablet and the grown-up version on the desktop. Question 3. What if you hate the new look? Well, they thought of that. Find the tile marked desktop.
We give you the best of both worlds.
I'm going to click on that. Boom. What we seem to have is something that looks very much like a standard Windows screen, something familiar to millions of people around the world. And lastly, it's new. So what about bugs? The CEO of microchip maker Intel, a Microsoft ally, reportedly warned that Windows 8 might still need work and that it was being released too early. Intel later called that report unsubstantiated, and Microsoft points to its extensive beta testing. I noticed no bugs, but it was just a quick test drive. Proof our attention spans are getting shorter. A report from Nielsen finds that 88% of people who own smartphones, tablets, and laptops use them while supposedly watching TV. We tweet, check email, even look up stuff about the TV shows on the tablets. And our growing ADD has tech companies excited. So excited that they're willing to pay for special bonus content to use on that second screen. It's not chump change either.
We're providing an award budget of $300,000 for three pilot episodes.
That's Samsung's Eric Anderson at the New York Television Festival this week. He's talking about the grand prize money in a contest his company's bankrolling. Samsung picked five production companies out of 120 entries to create short pilots. Each show presents extras for computer tablets to be seen even as the TV show is on. Finalists here added some camera angles plus footage in secondary locations that coincides with the main screen action. Some of the best stuff came from a pilot called The Conspiracist. It pits aliens with superpowers against government agents. The second screen content presented case files and shots of officials tracking suspects with computer programs. Writer-director Barry Gibble says whether he wins the big prize tomorrow night or not, he's obsessed with the interactive possibilities.
I think it's perfect for genre-type stuff because the audience is so tech-savvy and so information-hungry, and the narratives are so rich with details and information that you can provide, that I think genre is where it's going to hit first, frankly.
And you can imagine the product placement crowd latching onto this. Fight scene in front of the pizza place and a pizza coupon pops into that second screen. Don't blame me. I'm sure they're already onto this. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.